In today's gospel from John, we read, quote, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes me will never thirst," unquote. It was in 1974, 50 years ago this year, and 1 year before I entered the Society of Jesus, I worked as an administrator in the Peace Studies program of the then St. Joseph's College. It was in the fall of that year when I first met Father Bill Byron, a Jesuit giant who passed away last week. The occasion was a meeting he had with the director of the Peace Studies program, Father Edward Brady. I recall Father Brady and Father Byron speaking about the fledgling organization known as Bread for the World, which Father Byron helped to found. In the course of their conversation, they spoke about ways of connecting the Bread for the World advocacy with the Eucharistic Congress to be held in Philadelphia during the bicentennial year of 1976. I believe that from their conversation, there emerged the themes of the Eucharistic Congress to be the hungers of the human family, the hunger for food, the hunger for justice, the hunger for education, the hunger for the bread of life. As some of you know, Father Byron was pastor here at Holy Trinity from 2000 to 2003. Some of you may also know that Father Byron was president of several universities. They were the University of Scranton from 1975 to 1982, the Catholic University of America from 1982 to 1992, Loyola University of New Orleans from 2004 to 2006. In addition, he served as president of his high school alma mater, St. Joseph's Prep in Philadelphia, from 2006 to 2008. A true man for others, Father Byron served as an administrator of the Jesuit Theologate when it was in New York City, and a professor at Georgetown University from 1993 to 2000, Loyola College, Baltimore from 2004 to 2006, and St. Joseph's University from 2008 until 2020. Throughout his long Jesuit priestly life, Father Byron, besides serving as president, professor, and a pastor, also labored as an economist, a social justice advocate, and a writer. The author of numerous articles and a dozen books, Father Byron consistently tackled the issues of the day with the spiritual and social tenets of the Catholic Church. In this respect, he broadened and deepened the meaning of the Eucharist, as implied in the words from today's gospel. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The sense of the Holy Eucharist as related to the hungers of the human family was implied in some of Father Byron's writings. For example, while at Holy Trinity, when preparing couples for marriage, he connected the sense of the Eucharistic sacrifice with the sacrifice required in marriage by stating, quote, "Rest the security of your wedded life upon the great principle of self-sacrifice. Sacrifice is usually difficult and irksome. Only love can make it easy, and perfect love can make it a joy," unquote. Father Byron wrote and witnessed a life of sacrifice based on principles, as he once wrote, quote, "Principles, once internalized, lead to something. They prompt activity, impel motion, direct choices. A principled person always has a place to stand, knows where he or she is coming from and likely to end up. Principles always lead the person who possess them somewhere, for some purpose, to do something, or choose not to," unquote. Father Byron's philosophy of principles is evident in the Father Byron Award, which is given each year to two graduating Holy Trinity students, quote, "who have consistently displayed the highest character and chosen the hard right over the easy wrong, while at the same time encouraging others to do the same," unquote. Friends, Father Bill Byron left an incredible legacy for our church, for our nation, for the universities where he served, for our parish, and most especially, for the plethora of people whose lives he touched. I was blessed to have been one of them. On Wednesday, April 24th at 5:30 in our main church, Holy Trinity Parish will host a memorial mass for Father Bill Barron. Following the mass, there will be a reception in McKenna Hall when people will be invited to share their thoughts, memories, and stories of Father Barron. Several years ago, when he reached and entered into his 90s, Father Barron wrote a booklet titled Growing Old Gratefully. In the booklet, he reflects with great wisdom on the events in his past that have helped to shape him in the present. Quote, some years ago, I began thinking of doorways as passage points, as entryways. Moving through life, I would encourage myself to say, through death to life. And I would imagine the outstretched arms of Christ extended on the cross, now free of the nails and in a glorified state, wrapping themselves around me in an embrace of welcome. This is never a morbid exercise. It is a walking act of faith, hope, and love. It happens at home, of course, but it can happen anywhere at any time. Wherever there is a doorway, there is a reminder of the life to come and the internal embrace that is waiting there. Unquote. Friends, indeed our faith invites us to believe that on Monday, April 6th, Father Barron would have walked through the doorway that led him from this life to the next and found the arms of the love of Jesus waiting to embrace him. May Father Barron rest eternally in these arms. Amen.